Thank you for downloading this edition of Wartime. Remember, as always, Wartime is fully supported by contributions from listeners like you. For more information, please visit wartimepodcast.com. I hope you enjoy the program. It's been 12 weeks and 12 episodes, and believe it or not, season 1 of Wartime is in the books. On this episode, we'll be dealing with our Season 1 wrap-up. I'm Brady Kreitzer, and this is Wartime. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Season 1 wrap-up of Wartime. In Season 1, we've been discussing the frontiers of colonial North America, and I think we've accomplished our goal sufficiently. We've talked about the challenges of the imperial world. We've talked about the dynamic change of North America during the colonial period. And overall, Season 1 was a resounding success. I'm recording this episode today as a brief catch-up for what you can expect in the future. Season 1 has been 12 episodes, and again, on a very much trial basis, but overall I think they've been very successful. In Season 1 alone, in just 12 episodes, in just 4 months, beginning September of 2013, Wartime, a history podcast, has had over 200,000 listeners on 6 different continents. Antarctica's still out there. Maybe we'll get somebody. But for now, 6 different continents is something we're very excited about. History is something that all of us need to share. It's something that all of us need to explore as a group to benefit all as a society. History does no good when it's sheltered and when it's closed in academic circles and libraries and journals locked away from the world. It needs to be shared amongst all of us. And that's what Wartime's all about. Now, we're not leaving anyone hanging here in Season 1. Season 2 is being recorded as we speak. We've been in studio for weeks. And in Season 2, we're going to explore the great empires of the ancient world, beginning with the Sumerians, making our way all the way through the Greeks and Romans. We're going to spend a lot of time on this material, because it's critical material. And we're going to explore some new topics that, of course, we didn't come anywhere close to touching in Season 1. Season 1 of Wartime, again, has been a resounding success. I'm very proud of what it's become. And it's been great getting to meet some of you and speak with some of you on the way. On Twitter, on Facebook, on emails, on the Wartime website, wartimepodcast.com. I've communicated with a number of you about what you want to see and what you want to talk about. And that's why Season 2 will focus on the ancient world the way it does. It was a no contest that Season 2 should go to the ancient world, and I'm very excited and very happy to do it. As we move forward in the future, I've had the opportunity in the past to meet a lot of you at live events. And if you are interested in coming out and meeting and hanging out and talking for a while, I encourage it because I'd love to meet you. You can visit my author's website, bradykreitzer.com, to find all of my events, where I'll be, what I'll be doing, what I'll be lecturing. Again, I've got 3 books I've been promoting that's been for sale for the last 3 years. So come on out, mention Wartime. I've got plenty of great things I'm sure we can talk about. So it's been a wonderful privilege working with you here in Season 1. I greatly look forward to Season 2. You can expect that by the end of February. We'll have a whole new season ready to go on a weekly basis once again. But at any rate, 200,000 of you have made the commitment to history, to keeping it going, to keeping this discussion alive. It's been a privilege working with you. I can't wait to get started on Season 2. Remember, history is best when it's shared. You made Wartime possible. We'll keep them coming. I'm Brady Kreitzer, and this is Wartime.